Dear God, we pray for your mercy on those we love who don't know you. We call on you to work in their lives and to save them. How you doing, Spooky?
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
L'chaim.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We did a lot of some more scraping. He did more whatever you call it.
Where what?
You put the...
I have no idea what you call it. What do you do?
I supervise.
It's fun to just go through the house in different rooms and...
Break stuff.
Hallways, and just break stuff, knowing that you're going to be able to fix it later.
Spread the dirty like it's an infection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? I saw the hallway up the steps had this little tiny crack, and I'm like, watch this. And
I wasn't just, really little.
It was little to start with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I went in with the chisel thing, and I went, and everything broke apart. And then as I'm doing it, I'm like, wait a minute, what if Spooky quits after the... Mm-hmm. The living room, which I would totally understand because that's a lot of work. And I almost cried. I almost cried.
It was still fun, though, for a second.
Yeah,
it's
but
like smashing plates at somebody else's house.
Yeah, right, except right. It's our house and we're idiots.
Somebody else's house for me. I thought it was fun.
Welcome, everybody, to Suck a Dick Wednesday.
Thank
you. Of course,
you.
Get your shirts at keithandthegirl.com/store. And if you're with a chick that's into the show, she'll blow you on a Wednesday. Fact. Today, in honor of Suck a Dick Wednesday, we had the poker game. Started at 9 p.m. We're recording this at like 11:40. There are 25 people still in the game. Apparently, there is a mix-up with Absolute Poker. And while, like the recent poker games, you know, there's buy-ins and add-ons. Everything is free. It's free to join the game. It's free to add on. It's free to buy back in.
In the first hour, but it's all still free.
The craziest hour of poker I've ever seen.
Right. Everyone's going all in on everything.
Right.
It doesn't even make sense to play like a normal human being.
22 people left now. And these are the people that will not say die. You start with 1,500. First place has 706,000. So, you know what? So, nobody knows this, but, and we'll see if the game's over by the time the show's over. But whoever is first place will get whatever kind of shout out they want. If you happen to run a company, you get a free advertisement.
That's cool.
Yeah, you don't even know it. So.
Yeah, because it was a mistake. You actually were supposed to buy in for $5 and keep buying in for $5 if you want in the first hour. And that was supposed to be your prize, the pool of all this money. But Absolute Poker or Quad Phil. Fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's got troubles with his hands. You know, maybe he clicked on something wrong. How do you blame him? Getting right into it. Here's a letter about episode 201. That's the one with Victor and that
Micah.
Weird relationship he has. Yeah. Micah. I've really enjoyed your show, but this episode was a real disappointment. While it had the usual banter and much humor, I was really offended that you used the, quote, cheap Jew stereotype for a laugh. Well, I doubt anyone takes the humor seriously. You are reinforcing a stereotype that is simply not true.
So he was not offended that we called
if we had Victor on, who's an albino, obviously we were making tons of black jokes / stereotypes.
Right.
You used to date black people. He's pretend black. So I'm sure we said worse things.
Yeah.
Look at the donors to almost any philanthropic organization.
No, he didn't.
From the Red Cross to Tsunami Relief to the local museum, and you'll see that Jew after Jew. And you'll see Jew after Jew. The same is true about all kinds of charitable work, such as the Peace Corps and inner city programs.
That's true, because it's tax deductible.
Jews aren't cheap, and the Orthodox line was particularly offensive.
What was the Orthodox line?
I have no idea. The fact that Hemda is Jewish, just guessing based on the Israeli references.
No, I don't know why you would say that. I'm offended.
Doesn't excuse the poor taste and harm caused by such attempts at humor. Let me tell you something. If you're Jewish and we're saying what you are, I don't think you're allowed to say you're not. It's like saying somebody's...
No.
It's like saying, boy, you're fucking stinky, and you telling me, no, I'm not. No, I showered. That's offensive for you to say.
You just actually got offensive. Before this, it wasn't offensive. Because you're going, if black people are stupid, I should be able to call them out on
it. I should be able to say that. And, you know, for the sake, you brought that up. Let's make that clear. But a black people can't go, no, we're not. No, I'll tell you. I study you. You can't study you.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about the blacks? Talk about the blacks. You're Jewish. You may do that. You may not talk about what Jews are and aren't. I'm telling you. How are we going to grow?
I should have peed before the show.
I find that offensive. No, that's simply not true. Cheap Jews. You know what? If it wasn't true, then I would just sound like a retard and we would move on. When I say something mean about somebody that's true, they go, ooh, that's cruel. If I say something mean that makes no sense at all, they're like, what? What the fuck? You know that makes sense.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want to say, yeah, the obvious, you know, stereotypes, you know, didn't come out of nowhere. So I asked politely, how long have you been listening? Are you a Jew? How old are you? Sincerely, Keith. He's been listening to a few months. Yes, he is a Jew. In parentheses, though, should it matter? Yes, that is important. We already just covered it.
Why don't you get offended at the other things we say? You are not allowed to only get offended by right. what we call your own race. You have to get offended for everyone. Otherwise, you're a racist yourself.
Right.
And brought to you by Keith and the Girl.
And he's 50 years old. Which, you know, 50 years old, I know this is a dumb question, but could he have been in World War II at all?
No.
Okay, then fuck you. Then fuck you. Respect your elders. Doug Stanhope said it. Respect your elders. Respect people. He's like, you know, I'm wise and you should listen to me because I've been around a lot. Oh, I got swindled over all my money. I'm old and they took advantage.
That's right.
So I said, I appreciate your quick response. Do you have the time where we were most offensive? Because I am curious. I'm just curious.
Oh, but you're too lazy to go through the show, so you want him to tell you what time we were the most offensive.
It was so offensive. You had to rate a radio show a letter. You might remember where it was at. You probably had to listen to it 2-3 times to make sure you got it. I stopped listening after your orthodox remark.
Shut up. You missed a lot.
I'll listen to the rest later, but you should think a little before making jokes that reinforce negative stereotypes, even in jest. And you should tip better when I'm fucking waiting on you in a restaurant. Ziggy! That's white for jack off.
In all fairness, Keith allows me to call him white trash. So,
right. Whiskey Tango.
What's that?
Whiskey Tango.
You don't look at my outfit and the house and go, these white trash, they live like fucking slobs. And I go, no, we don't. No, you do, because you can study, because you're not you. this was on the forums. From iProd, from Melbourne, Australia. His first post, hi, I've been listening to your show since December and I love it. Sorry to hear about the mice problem you're having. Having said that, I may be able to bring some small joy to the problem. Now, a lot of people are given these sick fucking ideas of what to do with mice.
But that's just how to kill them.
How to electrocute them, how to drown them, how to top making a mouse sandwich and slowly opening up its spot. But none of these are practical. They're like, one was like, take a 2x4, put nails on it,
right.
Have a tripwire so another 2x4 smashes it. That's how you beat Predator. That's not how you kill a mouse.
I was so waiting for Spooky to come in with a 2x4 because only Spooky knows
right,
how to
right.
do that.
He made a potato gun last time. This time he's going to make a 2x4 trap.
I'm like MacGyver without the mullet.
Right. Should we remind you all that we don't even know how to paint our own place and we had to get Spooky over? Mm-hmm. I don't think we can build that machine.
What's funny is I don't either. I'm just making it up as I go. They're just, they're so in the dark that they think I'm so smart.
They just tore down another wall for no reason. I'm like... All right. I hope it works the same as the ceiling. Sorry to hear about the mice. Having said that, I may be able to bring some joy to the problem. I live in Australia, and this is how we deal with the rodent worries. What you do is you get a ledge and place a wine bottle on the edge next to it. You then get a piece of cheese or bread and nail it to the end of the wine bottle. Next, grease up the neck of the bottle so any mouse climbing across slips before they get to the cheese. The little buggers are pretty dumb and will even try again if they fall the first time. They're kind of like lemmings. Simply place a bucket of water for them to fall into under the bottleneck. Seeing as the little bastards can't doggy paddle forever, they drown eventually. I'm pretty sure the faint splash in the night will put a smile on Keith's face.
That was my favorite line.
The great thing is that you never have to buy another trap again, reset any traps, or handle any dead mice. Cheers.
Are you going to try that?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I did read that post in the forums, and I did respond to him. Do you really want to take advice from somebody who lives in a country that's overrun with frogs?
Oh, that you were the frog guy?
Yeah.
You were like, not the actual people frogs.
No. Yeah, not the French. I don't want there to be any mistaking.
Well, you know what? That wouldn't be practical for frogs. A frog might knock over the bottle of wine.
I'm just saying, if they can't take care of frogs, I'm just wondering if they can take care of mice.
You know what, though? Like, Jews, they're so fucking cheap, right? But I trust them with my books. Do you know what I mean? I bet they'd make a good accountant if they're on your side. Like, people are good for things. You know, they're assholes, and they talk to, you know, regular people like we're fucking retarded and beneath you. But they have skills.
You have to trust Jewish accountants. They're the only accountants out there.
Right. That's a stereotype. They actually don't care about money. Are you fucking kidding me? Some fucktard had the nerve to write you an email and belittle you for killing mice? Are people that fucking pathetic that they feel the need to defend the rights and feelings of mice? They are mice, for fuck's sake. They are pests. They are like mosquitoes and ants. Does this dumb bastard berate people for swatting flies or stepping on ants? These type of people piss me off. They care more about the rights of stupid pea-brained animals than pea-brained animals that would, if given the chance, eat you alive than they do about other humans. How many times has this asshole helped the poor or fed the homeless? Probably never, but he has the ambition to fight for the rights of mice. I bet he gets laid a lot. Fucking pussy. I work in a research facility and actually work with mice, among other animals, and we kill mice every day for scientific purposes. It may be sick
to
admit.
Ooh, don't say it on the air because that guy will call PETA.
Right, but I enjoy killing these mice as much as Keith does, and sometimes I kill these little fucks just because they bite me. Or because they won't hold still while I stick a 4-inch needle up their asses, or just because I don't like the way they're looking at me. If you ever want proper instruction on how to separate a mouse's spine, killing them instantly, I would be happy to advise you in the matter. Yeah, that's like some dude wrote, like, I was a roadie for Molly Crew, and I got all these fucking pictures of chicks doing sick things. Tell me if you ever want them. That's a safe bet I do. I just wish somebody would
I think it's really funny that you won't respond to that. Like, you think that email is so dumb, I think you don't respond to it.
Right.
If the pictures are not in there, you're like, oh, I have great pictures of Motley Crue. Well, if you didn't send them, you don't have them, and you're just, right. I'm being punked.
I just wish somebody would separate that asshole spine that wrote in bitching about killing mice. Contact PETA. Give me a break. If he cares so much about these mice, why doesn't he come up and pick up the mice from your home and take them to his? I'm sure they could all live happily together.
Aww.
Sorry for their end. People just piss me off when it comes to animals. They're animals. They live to hunt and be hunted. It's not our fault. We have developed superior means of hunting. I'm off to eat a big, fat, greasy cheeseburger and hopefully came from a mistreated cow. The mistreated ones always taste the best. Fuck PETA and fuck that pansy that rode in. Brady.
Actually, you know what? In the PETA guy's defense, he had the balls to show himself on the forums and
yes,
was ready
did.
For
yes,
that. I give him a lot of credit for. Here's my question to the PETA guy, and I think he should have been the PETA guy on the forums. I want to know if he's ever punched a guy in the face or in the gut or anywhere. You're right. Picking up these mice and you're taking them to wherever and dropping them off. Has anyone ever pissed you off where you punch them and now you're hurting another human being? I'm just saying.
Nobody that's
ever. Spooky, come on. All night
it's
long with your burping.
Burp that I just left there. Sorry.
He wants to make it clear that it wasn't him because it was a pussy burp. I don't need my buddies back home in Texas thinking that was my burp.
I love the way Keith says Texas.
All right, all right.
Come on, say it again.
No. Texas. I don't talk funny. That's a stereotype. we were talking about the movie. What was that?
Suspect Zero,
and how I love the extras, and it's
Spooky
about.
Spooky should be here on every show because we go, "What was that?"
Right, right. And we were talking about the extras and remote viewing. And do you mind describing that again? Catch people up. I love this. Go ahead. Okay, remote viewing. You have people are able to concentrate on something and they read read other people's minds, and they quickly write down on a piece of paper the first couple words they're feeling, and then they put it all together and can figure out a place or even see into the future a little bit. Thank you, baby. Very good. All right, so we're all cut up. Carrot Rack. A buddy that I am me, and we yap about things every so often. Sometimes he makes no fucking sense, but he IM'd me. I remote view. Why is that
so
funny?
I knew you were online right now.
Right.
That's why I IM'd you.
Great amount of success with it.
Oh, great.
Now, I admit, I was as freaky as that is, especially they started losing me a little bit when they're like, you know, we're all connected, actually. And they say one sentence, somehow this makes sense. We can actually see in the past and the future.
Like, and then they lose you.
Yeah, you can never see in the fucking future. That's just stupid. But knowing where somebody is 20 miles away in a secret location, maybe. You know, I mean, if you're writing down the keywords real fast, I don't see why not. So I go, okay, tell me a remote viewing story. And he goes, something interesting or just anything?
Oh, my God.
What do you do? You just do it all the time? I'll take an interesting one.
Did he guess that we just killed a mouse?
Well, he said, we almost nailed the lottery with it. I made a chart with 13 numbers that were likely. All the numbers that hit were on the chart with the exception of two. They were one digit off. The ticket I bought had three or six numbers drawn.
Do you know how many white trash people believe that they're doing that every fucking day?
You know what? I gotta say, there's a quick pick machine down in Florida that apparently can remote view. I don't play the lottery, but my grandmother gave me $2 leaving when I was visiting her and told me to go spend it on the lottery. I did. I got two quick picks, and one of them had four of the six numbers right. One of the numbers that I missed was off by one, and then the last number was just completely off. So,
and that machine doesn't freak you out.
It's crazy.
Hey, I don't mean to make you subconscious now, but on the forums they want you to say, oh, that's nasty.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's a dude from Family Guy. So, they've all been shitty, but every job I ever had, there's always one idiot that figured out the pattern for the lottery. And he's like, if there's a pattern and if you see it, you can win the lottery and you can win it every time. You're in this shitty job that I'm in. Why don't you do it? They always say this. You know what? Someday I will. I really should.
You always work with the smartest people.
Yeah. So I go, well, why didn't you try it again? It takes a lot of time to do. But take a day off. I've been planning on doing it, but run out of the time. The idea and the secret is that you don't do it for the next lottery drawing, but one a month out. The problem with remote viewing is that if other people are viewing the same thing, they start to mess with the results. Doing too many brain activities, I guess. Doing a lottery that is a month out means it's not likely anyone is trying to view it.
So at the end of that, I'm sorry. At the end of that sentence, did he write LOL? Z.
What were you gonna say?
Oh, I was just curious if there's, you know, like a remote viewing interstate and I don't even know. I don't even know. It's so bizarre.
Is there a remote viewing girl in the next room who's changing?
Tell me a story I said about seeing where someone is. I've not done that specifically. Usually we try to view something that is in the future, like what tomorrow's newspaper picture will look like. Most remote viewers will draw a quick sketch. The newspaper is easy and fun because it almost always works. Numbers are really hard to do because your mind has a harder time with numbers than it does pictures. We remote viewed events and where items were. I found someone's keys. His wife hid them, and I viewed them between the mattresses. And there you are.
I remote view your keys every day.
He's 26 years old.
They're usually in your pants.
He's 26 years old. He works at an anti-spam service. Now with computers, anti-spam, you know, mean an email that you get. And who knows? A lot of these computer people are making money, but fucking come on. You can't be making hand over fist
with this
skill somehow. It's fun. It's just fun to do.
The FBI is not looking for you.
Right.
We need you.
He says he doesn't spasm like the guy does in Suspect Zero. He just has to, it's pretty calm. He just has to concentrate.
Get blown while he's doing it.
Right, and get in a meditative state. So I said, can you tell us Thursday's newspaper tonight? And he's busy. He's too busy to do that. He has work to do, and he won't be able to get in that proper
state.
But
he has all this time to IM you.
Mm-hmm. But right. Concentrate now. But either tonight or tomorrow, he will give us the specifically the New York Post cover.
Okay.
Thursday, he will give us the New York Post cover for Friday.
Will he go, it'll be red, and there will be some darkness in the back?
You know, I think I'm getting a picture, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think there's going to be some big black letters at the top and a picture of a politician on the front.
Big, bold, black picture.
What if, like, you're right now?
Something awful.
And the lotto numbers.
Patrice sent me this about, you know, we talked about that whole Queer Eye for the straight guy thing. Mm. Queer Eye is now recruiting future gays. We're looking to cast 5 young talents aged 10 to 18 to act as the Fab Five proteges on an episode of Queer Eye.
Oh, that's going to be too cute. I need to watch that.
It's, you know what? It is going to be cute. And you know who should be arrested? The parents. 10 to 18. That's when you fucking decided, you know, that's when you figured out your sexuality, 10 to 18, to be parading yourself like a queer on TV and not get beat up in school the next day.
Mm. Is the training compound Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch?
If you consider yourself fairly knowledgeable on any of the following fields, food, fashion, grooming, culture, or design, the straight your stuff and make over one of our straight guys. If this is not you but know someone who fits the bill, then nominate him. And please include a name, phone number, blah, blah, blah.
Cool.
Email crodriguez@thequeereye.com. This is kind of having to do with sex.
With sex?
Yeah. Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin, this guy.
Mm.
And he's the one that went...
He's the one in Threesome, right?
Did he turn Christian?
Is that
the
one?
He's the one in Threesome. Went Christian. And coincidentally, totally coincidentally, his wife caught him cheating on her.
Oh.
Then he went Christian.
Ugh.
Right. Like, right.
Ugh.
But this is news now. Actor Stephen Baldwin has his shorts in a bunch over a sex shop opening near his estate in Rockland County. So much so, he plans to destroy the lives of its patrons. The least known of the Baldwins, Stephen, a born-again Christian, parked himself outside the store's Route 59 location in Nyack on Friday and took snapshots of construction workers walking in and out of the building. Once the smut shop opens in a few months, the 39-year-old star of The Usual Suspects plans to photograph patrons' license plates and run their names to the local newspaper to shame them for ever returning.
Does he
think the paper is actually going to consider that news enough to run license plates of patrons going to a sex shop?
You know how I can see the newspaper doing it? They'll be like, and this Baldwin wanted us to print this in. Can you believe it?
As crazy.
No, but they're going to put the license plate numbers. Right. He sent us this license plate and that license plate. Right. That's not cool, Baldwin.
Does that picture? It looks like he's put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
Well, they all kind of put on and off weight, right? Yeah.
We're going to notch it up and notch it up again until we run this guy out of business, he told the Post last night. His beef is that the store is within a quarter mile of the community's residential area. Blah, blah, blah.
Bless you.
Thank you. See, that's what he likes that.
He must like me.
Here's more queer stories. It's Queer Day.
How can it be Queer Day on Suck a Dick Wednesday?
Larry Wachowski.
Oh, man.
One of the guys from one of the best movies ever made, The Matrix.
This is a very, very, very sad story.
Is a chick. In Suck a Dick Wednesday news, American Video News Award winners were announced. Best Supporting Actress, Stormy Daniels, for Camp Cuddly Pines, Power Tool Massacre.
Brilliant movie.
Best Old Girl Sex Scene, Pirates, with Janine and Jesse Jane. I know those two.
Yeah.
Best Gonzo release, Slut Puppies.
Best what release?
Gonzo.
What is that?
I understand it's normal sex, like not like a story. Like they act like, am I right? They act like it's...
I'm a rube from Texas. I know not these things.
I think they act like, who's that guy that did the Showtime sex show? Yes, you do.
oh my God.
Seymour Butts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
See? I think he does gonzo, and that means like you walk into a house, you act like it's real, you start fucking. There's not like drama and there's not a story.
Really?
I know the guy that did A Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, or yeah, it was Las Vegas, Hunter S. Thompson.
Right.
I know he did the style of journalism he did was known as gonzo journalism. I've heard that.
Oh, on his face?
I don't even know.
Disgusting. That guy was a weirdo. Best couple sex scene, the movie Dark Side.
Best, oh, we were in that.
Mm-hmm. Best high definition production,
what?
Pirates.
Pirates again. That's a top yeah. quality movie.
The Criterion edition.
It's a can't miss.
Best actor, Evan Stone for Pirates.
Pirates again.
You know what?
Pirates.
It does make me want to watch Pirates.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Best three-way sex scene, Tease Me Then Please Me Too. Best art direction, The New Devil and Miss Jones.
Ooh.
Best art direction. Oh, that was for film. This is for video. Catherine. Best cinematography, The New Devil and Miss Jones. They're sweeping. Best videography, Dark Angels 2, Bloodline. Best editing, The New Devil and Miss Jones.
Yeah, editing, though, you know, is that such a big deal?
That's for film. Best editing for video, Dark Angels 2, Bloodline.
We spoke about this. Editing is the
names
big...
here. Pirates. Oh.
Best special effects. Pirates.
Oh, that's the one you got to see.
Best music, Pirates.
Wow. Best music?
That was old school. Best DVD menus, Camp Cuddly Pines, Power Tool Massacre. Best menu?
Power Tool Massacre.
If you can get off looking at the menu. Best DVD extras, Camp Cuddly Pines, Power Tool Massacre. Best classic release on DVD, Ginger Lynn, the movie.
Oh, yeah, that is a classic.
Oh, I thought they meant...
83 or something?
I thought they meant best classic release, like a release.
Oh, that was just classic.
I don't know.
She thought it'd go in her mouth, it went in her eye. Classic. Best DVD? Pirates. Best interactive DVD? Virtual Katsumi.
Speaking of DVDs that will make you come, Keith's new DVD is about to come out, and it's a stand-up DVD. We just confirmed the date and the place for the screening, and it's February 7th. We're going to get there around 7 o'clock, probably show the DVD around 8, and just hang out all night. Apparently, we're allowed to name a drink after something, so we'll have like a... our own drink special, and that'll be a little less money than the rest of it. And what else?
You say get there, where?
Oh, at, that's...
that's what else. That's the thing.
At Dex, D as in dog, E-K-K, and we'll post it up on the forums where, but February 7th at 7 o'clock.
Is that in Manhattan?
In Manhattan, yes. Thank you, Spooky. We're very bad at this. It's in Manhattan, in the lower part of Manhattan. It's called Dex. I'll leave the website of the place. It's no cover to get in. There's no drink minimum, but it is a bar with a restaurant, so you can come have dinner. Keith and I will probably be having dinner over there, and we're also going to bring the merchandise. This way, if you're in New York or in the New York area and you wanted to buy some of the stuff, you don't have to pay shipping or anything. And we'll be there. And we think this is going to be the first, you know, Keith and the girl hangout where the fans can meet the other fans. So we really wanted it to be free, and we found the place, and it's really adorable.
It's pretty classy, too. Not, like, too much.
Right. Not, like, too
nice.
Over the top,
right.
But it's not a total dive. No, it's definitely not the Rainbow Room. But we think it's going to be really fun. Again, February 7th at 7 o'clock.
And that'll be the very first showing anywhere of the DVD.
Right, and that'll be the first time that anyone can buy the DVD.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Ex-idol Kelly Clarkson stiffs her old show. Singer Kelly Clarkson, who vaulted to fame as the first American Idol winner in 2002, is not letting any of her songs be used by new contestants on the show.
Huh, I would think that she would have no say in that.
A spokesman for Clarkson insisted it's nothing personal, but the stance prompted a public scolding from American Idol judge Simon Cowell. Quote, "I think that by ignoring the show, you're ignoring the audience that put you there," Cowell said Tuesday. "I don't blame her. I think you want to put distance between a hokey show like that and you being a real superstar. You're the only one out of all them people are taking seriously, like you're a rock star. Almost forgetting you came from American Idol. You don't need people to remind you."
It's true that you are the only one, but nobody's going to... See, people will make a big deal if you don't let them put your songs on there, but they won't make a big deal if it's on there. Like, if you're watching American Idol regularly, you probably like it. You probably like Kelly Clarkson. and it won't make a difference in her career.
Well, you know how they say no press is bad press? Right. I'm wondering if this negative publicity is planned. If it wouldn't have been a big deal at all, and she's just making a big deal to get her name up in the news again.
Or they're all in on it. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Right, yeah, see, I think Simon Cowell owns her. I don't see how she has any rights 100%. I'm sure, she wrote some of her new stuff, but I don't think that he would, I think he's the manager after they're done. If you get picked, he's your manager, he's your agent, he's like a whole bunch of different things, and he gets a huge cut, and you don't get the most incredible contract ever. Now, I don't know if it's because it's years ago, she doesn't have the same contract anymore, but I can't imagine that she wasn't supposed to stay in that for like 5 years.
Right.
And it hasn't been 5 years.
Clarkson has become a major star in the past year with her hit Since You've Been Gone, earning both massive sales and critical respect, particularly from a rock community that has looked upon American Idol contestants warily. Her album Breakaway earned a Grammy nomination and Best Pop
Album. That's not true. It's not getting good reviews from real rock stations. It's not. They're still making fun of her. No, 92.3, they're still going, yeah, Kelly Clarkson, that's stupid.
I don't know.
That's what they're saying. That's stupid.
Yeah, it may have cost her a good relationship with the nation's most popular talent show. Does she have to go back? Does she have to defend her title?
More people watch that than vote.
American Idol must obtain permission from owners of song licenses before the music can be used on the show. While many love the exposure, some artists, the Beatles for one, like to rigidly control use of their music. This guy did no fucking research, whoever wrote this to. I'll just name one example, the Beatles. Everybody knows that, and that's your only example. Give us two.
Oh, you know what? I guess if she wrote half the song, she does have to release it.
What do you mean she does have to release it? She does have to give permission.
Yeah, or they can't put it on. Right. That's funny.
So there you go. Fucking Kelly Clarkson.
You know, it seems like the show would be a lot more interesting if you did win it 1 year. The next year you did have to go back and defend it from whoever won it next.
That would just make
it more interesting to me.
I forget what comic...
You still wouldn't watch it.
No.
No,
I wouldn't.
You know, it was on tonight, so I don't want to act like I even know what I'm talking about. But I do like whenever it first starts... And they show the horrible fucking singers on that show.
Oh, I can't watch
the horrible ones. And we talked about this before. The ones where...
I feel so bad for them. How could you be so clueless?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're terrible. You honestly are the worst singer I've ever seen. You're the worst I've ever... Who thought you could sing? The four stages I went through to fucking get here. the first judge in Madison Square Garden. You know, maybe that one made me think I can fucking sing. Yeah, you're a fool. Get out of here.
He went into his Asian accent. Right.
And get to work, Heat.
I was going to say, I used to play poker down in Savannah with a guy named Liam. Not Liam that was here the other night, an entirely different Liam, who went up to Chicago, I believe he said, to do the American Idol thing, and he got to the first thing, the first, we have to wait in line, the tryouts, and there's like 200 bazillion people in line, and he got up on stage, and I've never actually seen him sing or dance, I don't know, but apparently he's pretty good, but he looks like a big, burly football player to me.
But that's what that one winner looked like that one time.
Yeah. I have no idea.
The black guy?
The big black guy, yeah.
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 But he got up there and promptly vomited in his mouth.
Oh!
and had to leave.
Oh! Oh, my God. Do you know how long? We talked about this before, too.
But if you vomit in your mouth, you can cover that. You vomit in your mouth and you keep moving.
I was at a party once, and I drank too much, but I was really into this one chick. And I'm walking over. And I'm walking over to her, and... And not for out of nervousness or anything, but I threw up in my mouth and I swallowed it. And then I'm washing it down with more beer.
Did you get the girl?
No, I did not.
Oh, damn it. How not?
I think I was in the bathroom then. I think I was busy. there was a lot, him that did that. Was it last year that we did that? We went to American Idol?
Yeah, I think so.
The line is fucking insane. You bring your... We brought, camping equipment minus the tent.
But we didn't need it, actually.
And we're just carrying it. The line keeps moving, so we're just carrying it.
Yeah, they actually move the line along very, very quickly.
But it's so. But to go through all that and you threw up, now go home. But you know he's telling all his friends, like, I was right there.
Right.
I could have won, man.
Oh, it's horrendous. You really need to be a monkey.
He seemed kind of bitter about it, and everybody was afraid to ask him about it because everybody heard it went really bad. Oh. And he's kind of a big guy, and he's got kind of a short temper. I've seen him get in a fight playing poker with what is about his best friend, Larry. You know, jump across the table at each other, you know, so nobody really wants to poke and prod at it, but...
It is really annoying because ever since American Idol came out, now, as soon as it came out, my brother, Andrew, told me about it, and I was just too old for it, because it just seemed like a normal audition for another thing, you know? Right. So I would have gone that first time, but I was a little too old, and then last year, they raised it to... Must have been 2 years ago because I was 28. Right, right. They raised it to 28. And I was like, Keith is like, you got to go. Just go. So we went. And it's because everyone that you sing to, if you sing okay, they're like, why don't you try out for American Idol? Why don't you try out for American Idol? And now I have to go. I did try out. And apparently I don't know how to sing. And it's embarrassing because you know what? I don't. Want to be on that. Like, it wasn't my goal. And it's embarrassing to me now to even say this, that year I was just clueless as to where my career is going, where my life is going. I didn't know where to, like, there were no tours that year. There was no recording that year. There was no nothing. And so I was like, fuck it. You know, maybe American Idol is the way to go. Maybe, like, all this shit is the way to go. Well, so I tried out for a couple of those things. No, apparently I have no vocal talent. I don't know.
It was sick. Everybody... You know, she won't say this, but she's singing. And what were the two songs you sang? Moving On Up was one, right?
I think that's it, but I'm not sure.
Such soul. And everybody's looking over and be like, oh, she's definitely in. You know, I'm sitting with some other people. You know, they're saying that, you know, we just made friends with. You know, like, obviously, you know, she's in. And she wasn't. We're like, what the fuck? Because they have to make room for somebody that's so fucking terrible that they can make fun of, you know. You're going to Hollywood. Hey, thanks. I think I really have a chance. I told you, assholes.
Now, see, the thing about American Idol that I can't say, you know, with all these other shows, I don't know that I'll get in because it doesn't have to do with talent. I might sound like the most vain person in the world, but I could sing. This is the one thing that I know how to do.
Isn't Conjure One like number one? Where?
In Israel. But whatever. It's not the song that
but
I was on.
But until Simon Cowell recognizes.
but American Idol is one of the shows that they don't look at the way you look, you know? And I know I don't look like... the superstars, you know, but I know that it seems like they're going by talent, although I've never watched a show.
Yeah, but you've seen the winners.
But I've seen the winners.
Not the most attractive winners.
Exactly, which right. I think is really cool. So I think I have a chance at this, you know, based on my talent alone. And then I was like, well, is it my butt? Just say it's my butt then, you know, like say something. That's fucked up. That's all I have to say about that. I'm going to go cry in the corner.
do you feel like hypothetically, if they have American Idol Senior Edition, do you think maybe next time instead of you trying out, we should maybe get Keith to get up there and give it a shot?
We wanted him. He was going to try out. He asked for a form because we were standing in line. Anyway, he's standing in line with me like the greatest boyfriend in the world you are.
Thank you.
And then we, in return, I had to have sex with him in the hotel with the curtain open.
One of those cheesy motels where everybody's walking past the window.
A no-tell motel.
Well, let's leave the curtain open.
I've delivered pizza to people like you.
They know that's sicker though because these people.
Oh, so wait, just to close that up because everyone's going to be like, why didn't Keith try out? Okay. He was too old. He's like a year and a half older than me, and I was just at the cutoff. And I was in 2 months, I would have been too old, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, he was going to. Oh, I would have loved that. Loved it. But yeah, you delivered pizza.
But also, you know, it's a mere year and a half ago. I do have to say, there weren't songs out like, you know, look at this photograph and these new alternative songs. At that time, I probably didn't find my voice yet. You know? I wasn't into DMX a year and a half ago.
I've seen you at a karaoke bar go, she has smart attitudes to me, reminds me. Right?
If I feel it. I don't know if I would have been feeling it. After being a fucking mile-long line, you kind of don't feel it anymore.
That was awesome. We did that on the queer boat that we went on. It was literally full of queers because it was Rosie O'Donnell's, whatever.
You know what? I don't like the stereotype that fags suck dick.
Anyway, so there was nothing to do on that boat except karaoke, and we're with a bunch of queers who are all into Broadway and can, you know,
Rosie
get on
O'Donnell's
stage.
Can cruise. Did you say that?
Yeah, and can do their thing, and then Keith gets on and starts doing Guns N' Roses. I swear to God, people started looking at me like, okay, is it okay to be confused?
Yeah. They don't understand if I'm serious. Is that what you mean?
They don't understand what's going on right. In general. And then
I'm giving it such passion. And you know how Axl Rose looks like a jackass on stage. You know, there's those singers that don't give a fuck. There's him. There's the dude from Rolling Stone. You know,
rocks that
chicken rock. Like, he doesn't care. He's feeling it. The worst, or I say the best, is Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots. That guy is feeling something.
Really?
He's just fucking throwing out body parts that have no rhythm or rhyme.
That's the greatest.
Yeah, he's a drug addict.
Man, he's spazzing. And I'm like, dude, if he's feeling it. I'm like, I guess that's fucking rock and roll.
Well, if it's drugs, it is, right?
But yeah, so I'm making all these fucking weird things. You know, I want to kick things over. There's a stool right next to me, but I know, like, I think I'm going to break some. So I take the stool and I put it down flat. I just pick it up and gently put it down flat and then point to it and, like, give it that look like, what? I just put you down, stool. And people can't decide if that's serious or not. It's okay. You can laugh a little bit. Everybody relax. Everybody relax. You'll take it in the ass. But I'm the weirdo.
It's true. But then they look over at me and I'm cracking up, and then they start all laughing.
I got a couple looks. Those little sexy looks.
That's
May
true.
I say that?
You did get hit on a couple of times, yes.
I like that. I don't need to be in a room full of gays and not get fucking hit on in any way. What's wrong with me? I even forget our whole point.
There was no point. Whole point is your beautiful karaoke. But Spooky, who used to deliver pizza, was telling us about these stories where he opened the door and people were naked.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's probably a lot of you guys out there that have delivered pizza at some point in your past. And on a long enough timeline, you end up with naked people, men, women, people together. I've got horror stories. What kind of horror story do you want to hear?
Yeah, that sounds real bad. How horrible.
Oh, okay. Here's
somebody.
Horrible.
I'm sorry. Somebody right now, because we have young listeners too. Somebody right now just turned off, you know, this show, ran downstairs and went, you know what, Mom? I will take that delivery job after all. Well, you seem enthusiastic.
I have definitely seen some hot women naked. They've considered that the tip, flashing me, stuff like that. But there's a flip side to that coin. I remember delivering pizza. This was in Savannah, Georgia, for Papa John's out on Wilmington Island.
He is the best storyteller because he's one of those people that goes, here's where I was. This is the person I was with. And it's like that whole, he's got the whole storytelling thing going on. We're like jumping. We have an ADD storytelling thing. But yes, you were in Savannah.
I was in Savannah, Georgia. This was, it was in the summertime. Definitely very hot, very, very muggy. I was delivering to some, I guess they're called townhouses, you know, essentially apartments, but they're two stories and they're all stacked up beside each other. Mm-hmm. I went, knocked up on the door. It was on the front door was, I was supposed to deliver on the top floor. So I was knocking on the door and I was hearing stuff inside. You know, you can just hear noises, you know, TV, things like that. You can tell people are home. And I was, you know, hearing that. So I pounded on the door again and for a second, I wasn't really sure what I saw. I thought I saw an ass walk by. Didn't know exactly if it was a man ass, woman ass. I just got the vague impression of an ass walk by the window.
It's one of those weird, and you're getting a little chub, and you're like, please be a
chick. Oh, yeah, you're just
please
like, I don't know. I just don't even know. So I venture a look. It's one of those vertical windows that are beside the door. I kind of lean over and venture a look in there. And there is a man who's got another man pinned missionary style up on top of some sort of entertainment center, but there wasn't a TV on it. And he just had just started pounding away.
Because really he just heard the knocks.
Gross. I don't even know.
Did he just start?
If that was the guy that walked by, perhaps there were more guys in the house. I don't even know. So I knocked on the door harder because I'm not going to waste any time.
Now! Do it! He's watching now!
But, yeah, no shortage of stories. I've seen heterosexual couples having sex. I was, again, delivering. It happens in apartment buildings more than it happens in houses. So the tips aren't as good, but, you know, there's some things to see.
I think most people that have their life together aren't having public sex.
But, yeah, I was delivering again to the top floor. I went up the stairs, came around the corner, and they have this big picture window in every apartment. And there they were, two people on the couch, and she was sitting there tooling him down, then climbed up on top of him and just started to mount him. And I was sitting there at the window right beside the front door just like, wow, you know, is this for me? What's going on?
Now, were they hot? Watching. Are these people hot or are they kind of like...
They're normal.
They're normal. Okay, normal's fair.
Normal. I wasn't repulsed, but I wasn't like, oh, you know, wow, this is, you know.
See, but I think normal sex is hot. Like I like
the amateur stuff.
You like amateur better?
I think so.
Adam does too. I don't.
I'm surprised that Adam
I don't have time for real.
Well, I just feel like the fake is fake all the way. They fake moan. They fake look back at you. They fake.
Yeah, it's like the Suze Randall pictures versus
weird.
Hustler.
Yeah, and I know I'm not.
Suze Randall
normal.
Being the person who photographs for like Penthouse. It's more a lot of lipstick, good lighting, things like that.
Peeing in a vase
Hustler,
and drinking it.
Yeah, Hustler.
Stop with the pee.
Hustler doesn't have a problem with, say, pimples around the vagina.
Mm. I'm not talking about that.
What are you talking about, though? You're talking about out of shape people.
Well, I'm talking about, maybe a little out of shape. Maybe somebody has a small gut. Maybe they have whatever.
They're normal.
They're normal, but I don't need a close-up of the. I just need it like to have a vibe. I don't need close-ups of anything when it comes to porn, though. I don't need the close-up, and I think this is a girl thing. I don't need the close-up of it actually going in. And, in fact, I did not know that porn was like that until my first boyfriend loved watching porn. I just thought porn was Playboy. And I was like, oh, that's sexy, blah, blah, blah. And then he turns the shit on, and it's up close. I swear, I think I was traumatized. And it was, the first guy I'm ever having sex with and things like that. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready. But I was.
No, I need the sick stuff.
Really? Eels in the ass?
I do it or don't do it.
With me, it comes and goes. It's in cycles, I guess. After a while, you see it every day and everything. It almost, I don't want to say it gets old because it never gets old. But, it gets where it's just not as appealing. So then I'll just switch over to, just photographs of the chicks by themselves, doing whatever. And then, after a while, maybe a few days a week. Then I'll switch back to the hardcore stuff.
See, this must be a girl thing. I almost don't need the actual sex. I just need the story and the, intense, like, flirting or the looking back and forth and all the... Yeah, Spooky's looking at Keith like, she's a girl.
I dig. I'm into the chick's face. Like, they could show pounding the vagina, but every so often I'll be like, okay, I need to see your face now. I like that face. There's
Don't look at me.
Oh, well. Ready for a poker update?
Oh, yeah.
There are...
You got to click on it, I think, one more time for it to update.
13 people.
Oh, wow. They're hardcore.
Remember, you started with 1,500 in chips. Assuming you did the double rebuy for free, you started with $3,000 in chips. The top player, $722,000 in chips. By the time you're downloading this and listening to it, I guarantee the game's still going on.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're going to have the top guy at like, who knows what, 100,000 in chips at least, right? And then somebody trying to beat him. And the guy's just sleeping or taking a shit. And worst case scenario, they lose another $500 blind. This is the best game
just
ever.
Just wait him out.
Right.
I have 700,000 in chips. I'm not scared of the blinds. I'm going to check fold till tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. You
I will win.
You check fold until the other person cries.
Right. Just end this game. This is, and you know it's going to be the last two people playing poker. You know that every other sentence they rate to each other is, this is so fucking stupid. How can you try hard if nobody's winning real money? You know, I understand it's fun to play, but there really is no fucking point.
And they're going to try to get each other to go all in every hand.
Right, so why don't you...
Well, why don't you leave then?
Right.
You could just leave because this is stupid. Go ahead and leave. Yeah, you could go ahead and leave. We both agree this is stupid. It doesn't even matter. Why don't you leave?
Right, but after all that time, I would so not leave.
Exactly.
In fact, even if I win or lose, if I get the top place or the second place, I would just cry anyway after that game.
But next week, full week of poker. Go to keithandthegirl.com under forums, and it'll be listed there. There's every single day.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Different times in the evening.
That'll fuck them up.
So, I mean, you got to, you know, look into it, see what time's good for you, do them all if you want, or they're going to be $5 buy-ins. Not free! And, I don't know, I'm excited about it. I think it'll be cool. As for, we were talking about, because January's, you know, a tough month for us, we said anybody that donates over $100 gets a shout-out. Mm-hmm. And thank you guys that did buy stuff and donate, period. But rules are rules, so we have to give this, so, you know, I can only, you know...
I know.
I
really wanted to shout everybody out because I was like, oh my God, they heard that we were hurting. Definitely a couple of people went to the store and bought some stuff.
Real quick, before you do that,
sure.
Can I just illustrate a point of just how hard up they are?
How hard up we are.
Hemda?
Oh God, what did I do?
What did you do? What did you get from Home Depot today?
Oh no!
What did she get? You tell me.
What was that? And you even snuck by the guy at the door who's checking your bags?
I stole from Home Depot. Oh, God.
First we go to that, what do you call it? The self-checkout, which I never fucking got because that always takes longer. It's that thing they have at airports, the self get yourself in.
Down in the south, and this is backwards, it actually is faster and works down there for some reason.
Maybe because people are used to it. Over here, we're like, what? What?
I see New York as the more advanced place than south of the Mason-Dixon line.
There's, in the aisle we're in, there's four of those little things. There's two in front of you, two behind you. Every single one, we have one. The three other are taken up by people. Every single screen reads, okay, now wait for an assistant.
Right, at the checkout place.
Right,
yeah.
Until, we weigh things, we bag up. What did we get? What's the other word for mud that normal people know?
I don't even know.
Spackle.
Yeah.
And so we get two big things of that. And
two things of plastic to put over the furniture.
Two things of $12 a roll plastic sheets.
You are enjoying this way too much.
So we weigh it, we bag that up, but then there's a problem and no assistant.
We had to decide, like, are we getting two things of plastic? Do we really need two things of plastic? Can we just focus on one area? And then I go, wouldn't it, like, how short-term thinking is that?
Exactly.
Should we just ruin all our furniture and think about it later? Or maybe buy the $12 plastic?
So we think we're buying it, so we put it in the plastic bag, but then it's not working, so we go into a checkout booth. And then they end up, we end up
because
leaving.
I'm already holding the plastic in a plastic shopping bag.
Yeah, she bagged them.
Yeah, I bagged them because we were doing self-checkout. She thought I just, you know, this was just my bag. And she didn't, she didn't charge me for it. Right. And I know it the whole time. And I'm like.
You knew it the whole time. You didn't put down the plastic bag?
I knew it, yeah.
And you were you trying to get away with it?
I was thinking about it. I was like, did she not do it? And then. I was like, do I say? I always say, right? You've been there, like, they've given me wrong change. I give it back. I go, did you charge me for this? And I make sure. And I'm like, well, it's $22, and nobody else is saying anything. And
I didn't know.
And that's a lot of food that I can buy.
Spooky new.
Spooky new.
That's funny. Now, don't get me wrong. I would deliberately do it.
I know.
I just know, really didn't
and I
know.
Really wished it was you after, because now I'm panicking from the cashier to the door because I know they check your receipt at the door to check if you have anything. And so last time Spooky and I were at Home Depot, he just walked by those guys that check your receipt.
I never pay attention to them. They're all minimum wage employees. They do not give a rat's
ass. Yeah, and we just walked out. But now I'm thinking, but if I walk out, then they're going to think that, you know, we're just trying to steal because they're holding spackle thingies and you can easily just pick those up and not pay for them. And I got to give it to them.
Don't ever let him to drive the getaway car.
I'm panicking. Yeah. And I walk straight up to them and go,
are you wanting to get caught? Do you
no,
think,
I don't want to get caught.
If I do get caught, maybe it's best I did. And I'll go, you know, obviously you're not going to get in trouble. You're an adult. You'll be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't even know how it happened.
I'm scared that that'll happen. And my, oh my God, I didn't know that will happen will look so bad. Or I'm scared that I'm walking out.
You have to call the SWAT team on a 30-year-old.
But I'm scared that if I walk past it, it'll look worse. Like if they're going to figure me out, like why would I hand you the thing if I think I'm stealing? You know what I mean? Right. But where I'm walking out, I'm trying to get away with something. So I go.
Why didn't you put, this is what I do whenever I'm taking things from stores. I put my hand on the left side of my face so they just see my hand and I keep walking. This is a true story.
Maybe break into a run.
This was around 14th Street, the smaller of the two Virgin Mega stores in New York City. And I'm just walking, right? And I see an ex-girlfriend that we broke up in a bad, bad way. And not cheating or anything, but I remember, like, I just didn't call her, and I don't need to fucking ever see you, okay? So I'm walking. She walks the other way. She sees me. She goes...
She's walking towards you?
She's walking towards me. She goes, Keith? I look at her. Instantly, I go... Mm-mm. And then I put my hand to my face and keep walking. Keith?
I'm going to pee. I'm really going to pee. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Screams rejection like that.
You know what?
Not only are you confused, but I'm going to cover my face now. You're creeping me out.
I will never break up with Keith because I'm just afraid. You will always have the Keith and the Girl show. Too scared. So, but back to my Home Depot thing. I don't know if you guys saw, but I walked straight up to the guards
Handed him the receipt. Here you go. Here. Interrupted the man who's trying to have a conversation.
Oh, yeah, I interrupted the conversation.
You're like giving Home Depot a second chance.
And I'm like, and then I'm looking at him while he's looking at the sheet, and I'm like, I'm about to pee in my pants because he's looking at it. But really, he didn't look at it. He half glanced at it, and he gave us the check and the okay to leave. Mm. And then right as we leave, I go, oh, he okayed it. And Spooky's like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, because I didn't, I know. And I'm like, Spooky's like, shut up. We didn't even get to the car yet. We didn't even officially leave Home Depot yet. Be quiet.
Oh, my girlfriend, the teeth.
The what?
Teeth.
No. So I apologize. But Home Depot has been really mean to me in the past.
Yeah, see, she in the whole way home in the car, she was trying to rationalize.
Also justifying it. And they were like, there's no point. Fuck Home Depot. Fuck them. And she's like, yeah, and you know what? Like, sometimes with Home Depot, we know, thief. We know. What, bank heist? Because a bank's charged me $30 when I overdraft, and it's not my fault, it's theirs.
But they really have been very mean to
me. They have been mean. However, when he talks about, you know, bad press, you know, good press, bad press, what's the difference? And, you know, and like the way commercials just put the name in your head, you know, sponsored by AmeriCorps. And you're like, I learned nothing, but that's in my head.
Right.
You just got a Home Depot commercial for $22. Fuck them.
Okay. Now the new
now
bulk.
Justified.
See, my competitive side is like, what else can I steal next time at Home
right.
Depot?
Because I didn't tell you what we charge.
Oh, God. Oh.
I always think of that. Yeah, we didn't tell you what you charged last. Whenever you walk into a store or a deli or something like that, right? And you take like a Snapple, for instance. Like we're at Subway, and I take a Snapple and I drink from it, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'll buy the Snapple also. The Snapple's $12. What? Should have fucking asked.
Do you know that if I go into a grocery store, and I bet other people do this, I don't know, but I go into a grocery store, and this is a store, you know, in New York they have these, like, I guess it's a convenience store, it's not a supermarket, it's just a place that you know what it's going to have. It's going to have candy, it's going to have maybe cereal, it's going to have soda, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And I walk in, and I get nothing, and I feel like they think I'm a crook, you know, because what didn't we have that you thought we had in this convenience store that you've been to before,
right.
And you didn't buy things last time? So I actually walk slowly in front of the cashier who's on the way out, make sure that my hands are out, you know, like, so he can see, like, not obvious, but just make sure that I'm in clear sight of wherever I need to be so he can see so I can leave.
And, she's not going to be able to sleep tonight. She's going to feel so bad about ripping off Home Depot. Right.
Everything okay, ma'am? Everything's fine. You have nothing. Why you got to make it awkward? You have nothing. I'm going next door.
I can't believe you didn't have Cocoa Puffs. You have Cocoa Pebbles.
I figured I'd try again. Maybe you had your shit together today. Not nothing.
So, okay, so are we shouting out these wonderful people who are going to help me not rob from Home Depot anymore?
Big thank you to Oliver.
These are people who donated $100 or more. Right. Thank you so much.
That's so nice. Oliver Matthews, big fat ups. Appreciate it. Simon Jericho, I tried emailing you. Your email doesn't work.
But, so it's a PSA as well.
But thank you so very much. Hey, guys, Simon Jericho here. I hate to think that it's... Oh, here's money to help you out, blah, blah, blah. I hate to think that it's going to a fucking dentist, though. I would have rather you did something fun with it. Maybe a Roomba that could mutate and be programmed to kill mice, but goes horribly wrong and bust into your bedroom and break things. You'd notice it bumping into things anyway. Blah, blah, blah. So thank you so much. And... coming up fairly close on the heels of Dan Klaus from the forums. What's that?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. This guy helped us out before and helped us out big time. Sid Allen.
Thank you very much, Sid Allen. Thank you, everyone.
I think it's sidallen.net, drop it on the forums and let people know. But you're awesome, and it's very much appreciated. Thank you, guys. Looks like we'll get through this month after all. I appreciate it, but remember, for the month of January... over $100 gets a shout out, and number one in poker right now at 869,000. Keep your money and you'll get a shout out too.
KeithandtheGirl.com.